You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Yes, we are. Just like the dude said, solid, conservative, and just plain right, except that every once in a while, something gets overlooked. Copper, how did we do that last hour?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe we're both so tired we forgot it was hump day.
It's hump day. We got a so who called in, by the way, and reminded us of it? Do you know who it was?
He did not say his name.
Okay, just one of our listeners said, "Hey, you forgot the camel." Is that basically what the message was?
Yep.
Okay. Well, without further ado, it's hump day. So, Copper, have you got it ready? You good to go?
Oh yeah.
Play it.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
I love how it always makes you laugh
every single time. I was laughing in the middle of it. In fact, I think I was laughing at the same time that he was laughing. But I love it. Mike. Okay, so.
Sounds like a
all
turkey.
Right. It's just hilarious. Okay. I don't know who came up with that one, but whoever it was deserves my, you know, forever admiration. Okay. All right. Listen, you want to call in and talk, you're welcome to 866-494-9866. We got time on this one. I'm doing number one of the triple dipper. So yeah, I'm calling this one based upon the brilliance of my sweet, beautiful wife. This one's called COVID, the gift that keeps on giving. So I said right before the last break that in Philadelphia, there is a handful of the Philly police, the force there is not all in compliance with the city's vaccine mandates. Because keep in mind, vaccine mandates have been local, state, national, just depends on where you are, all right? Philadelphia being a fairly blue area, Philadelphia has decided they would have their own vaccine mandate for the force. Now, but here's the thing. How long has this been going on now? Several years? Vaccines came out, when did they come out? What, a year ago? Vaccine mandates began a thing during the summer. And then on top of that, you're looking at it and going, okay, so you still got a handful of Philadelphia police and you're saying, well, we may have to put them on leave by June 6th. Folks, it's April of 2022, and they're still considering whether or not they're going to dismiss them as of June. Does it even still matter at this point? Does it? I mean, really? If you've got trained APOST certified, it may not be APOST up there, but nonetheless, if you got certified police officers who are doing their job otherwise quite well, doing what they can in the midst of a blue environment, trying to keep the streets safe, and you're still not sure if you're going to get rid of them, and you're going to go until June to make a decision, is there really a health crisis for you? I don't think so. I think that's just to the point of being kabuki dance political theater. All right, next story I've got, though, talking about some of the things that are happening with COVID, the gift that keeps on giving. This one comes off of a website called governmentexecutive.com. All right, so basically it's written for, you know, leaders in government. The VA, it says, has fired just 6 employees over its COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Just 6. The VA is a huge staff. I don't know what the numbers are, but you can imagine it's a huge staff. It says the Veterans Affairs Department, this is dated 2 days ago. The Veterans Affairs Department has fired just 6 employees who refused to get vaccinated against COVID-19. The number could continue to grow, it says, as it continues enforcement of the mandate. Again, we are in late April, almost May of 2022, and you have had this mandate in place now, predating, apparently, the mandate from the Biden administration. Is it still even necessary at this point? But they go on to say here, it's kind of interesting. It says, I mean, the article is, it's not very well written, but it says, on the one hand, it sounds like the VA has been sort of accommodating its employees, taking care of things, trying not to fire them. But then he goes on to say, but we still got a requirement. Okay. Says the VA has pushed all of its unvaccinated staff to seek religious or medical exemptions. Huh. That's interesting. You don't see that in federal government much right now. And it has not questioned the legitimacy of any of those requests. That is interesting. That's different than what we're seeing in the military. It says in some areas, such as intensive care units and oncology, the department has decided to reassign people in order to protect veterans who are there for medical treatment. I get it. Four employees have been fired from the VA for refusing to wear their masks, one for refusing to get tested, and one for declining to provide vaccination status. So that's it. Those six. Wow. That's crazy. But again, I look at it and go, is it still even necessary? Does it still matter? I don't know. Does it? Well, let's talk about some legalities. Okay, Lawyer Phil talking now. Story off of townhall.com. Townhall.com reporting that as of 2 days ago, says the CDC's mask mandate is dead and won't be back. Here's why. Okay, that title caught my attention. So you may have heard federal district court judge Catherine Mizell in Florida. She did what federal judges are supposed to do, right? She ruled on a case in accordance with the law before her. Didn't make the liberals happy, but nonetheless, she reined in the CDC when it went too far. This is the case of the CDC extending its mask mandate for public travel. And it appeared to be very arbitrary, and she determined that they had exceeded their authority under the law. Well, Dr. Fauci came out and immediately questioned what the court thought they were doing. This is his quote. He said, "We're concerned about courts getting involved in things that are unequivocally public health decisions. This is a CDC issue. It should not have been a court issue." Except, Dr. Fauci, I don't pretend to be a doctor. You shouldn't pretend to be a lawyer. The reality is Fauci's wrong. And the article says that. Fauci's wrong. There's the paragraph. Fauci's wrong. He exposed his ignorance of how American government works, he says in the article. This was not a ruling based on science. It was not a public health order. She issued a legal order because public health policies made by government agencies are not just scientific. They're government actions, and they're therefore subject to review when they violate federal law. And she made her ruling pretty expressly clear. Let me point out a couple things, though, that are key to note before I take that next call. The bottom line is this. Many analysts believe that despite the frustrations with it, that her ruling is going to wind up being upheld. Her statutory construction was very precise, very thorough. She relied upon a case that came out of Alabama, which has changed the landscape for us, called Alabama Association of Realtors versus Department of Health and Human Services. It's a great case. Need to talk about that one day. It says the DOJ has filed a notice of appeal but did not seek a stay of the ruling. You know what that means? Usually what happens is you jump in there real quick and you say, "Your Honor, we ask that you please put a stay on your ruling and not cause us to have to go by it while we go through the appeal process." They didn't do it because they know they don't have good grounds. And so the court order stands. The appeal will go on. But in the meantime, no more masks on the airplanes. And it's going to go to the 11th Circuit right here in our area. It's going to go to the 11th Circuit in Atlanta. The 11th Circuit's very conservative, where former Justice Pryor from Alabama presides. And it's going to be interesting to see how this goes. Got a couple of callers. Let me jump on them. Line two, Scott from Huntsville. Hey, Scott, Phil Williams, how you doing today?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay, so I can tell you why it's a vaccine mandate. It's very simple.
All right.
Because I think the pharmaceutical companies are getting kickbacks from the government.
Ah, money. Follow the money.
Yeah. The other thing, too, I just want to throw real quick. I'm a medical professional. I'm a nurse.
All right.
And I can tell you the flu shot, yeah, everybody gets a flu shot. Everybody still gets the flu getting the flu shot because it's always behind the variants. It's the same thing with COVID vaccine. It's not perfect. And I think, you know, apologizing for anybody, for the vaccine or anything, but it is what it is. And, you know, I think a lot of it has to do with the pharmaceutical companies getting money from the government.
Well, I don't argue that point, Scott. And let me ask you this. I mean, I realize exactly what you said, that the flu vaccine is often behind the variant. The same is going to wind up being true for COVID. It morphs. I had a doctor on the show not long ago that said that the goal of a virus is to find a host it can survive in, which means it has to adapt itself over time. That being said, the vice president of the United States just got COVID 4 weeks, less than 4 weeks, 3.5 weeks after she got her third booster. You got any comments on that?
I've had people in the hospital who have had COVID vaccine and boosters and end up getting COVID. Their symptoms may not be as severe as without it, but they still got it.
Yeah.
So it, yeah. You know, I said, you know, like I said, you know, COVID, you know, it's not a cure.
Yeah. I think part of the problem, though, when you combine that with the way people have felt beat up by the government over the vaccine, some view this as a lack of efficacy and they wonder, is it worth my time? And so I don't know, man, it's not a great advertisement for the product, I guess is what I'm saying, but I hear what you're saying. You're right.
This is a new technology too. This is a new pharmaceutical technology. So it's not going to be 100% effective in the first year, and everybody's got to understand that, you know?
Good point, Scott. Good call, man. Hey, I got somebody else on the line. Let me grab them too real quick. Scott, appreciate you being in the audience. Thanks for what you do and for being out there as technically one of our medical responders. All right, line three, real quick before I go to a break, Sparky from Harvest. Hey, Sparky, how you doing today, man?
Hey, my salute out to Scott, and I appreciate all the work he does as a healthcare professional. You mentioned Dr. Fauci needing to understand to stay in his lane as a physician and not try and speak as a lawyer. The problem with Dr. Fauci is he stopped being a doctor a long time ago and started becoming a partisan politician and a bit of a celebrity. And with both of those categories of individual comes power and prestige, and that you become heady with power, and pretty soon your judgment is clouded with the old adage, with absolute power corrupts absolutely. He's a compromised individual.
That's a great assessment. That's a great assessment. Sparky, we're up against a break, man. Thanks for the call very much. Coppertail line one, if they'll hang on through the break, we'll get them as soon as we come back. Let's go ahead and move to it, though, and get that done. Great conversation. Good. Apparently, this topic still resonates. Call in if you want to. I'm enjoying this. 866-494-9866. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. AM 92.5 FM WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. New bump there from Boston. Don't look back. That's a good word, by the way, for the show. We will not look back. We will keep pressing forward. Hey, I got a caller on line one that hung on through the break, and I appreciate that. So let me jump in there. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. JD from Huntsville, is that right?
Yes. My phone is doing it again. I am calling in regards to these vaccines,
uh-huh.
And I recognize that you are a Christian.
Okay.
I have never called in before, and I highly respect you, but everyone has missed everything. You need to go on censored.daystar.com and find out what these so-called jabs are and what they are doing. This is not a pandemic. They have had this planned for years.
Well, so you're of the mind, though, that so what are you saying? What do you think the vaccines are for, then, JD? I mean, let's say the pandemic,
taking down the population. It's population control. They're going to kill people. These have not been approved from the FDA, only on the EUA for emergency use. These have never been approved. They have been pushed, and they are not safe.
Well, okay. So, JD, I don't know that I can go with the population control argument. I mean, but I think that's a step further than I think I can go with it. I'm sorry?
It's a genocide because people are dying. People have had lost babies. They have had this pass through their body in breast milk. You name it, it's caused it. If you go on Daystar.com, it's a Christian network. And these people originated from Montgomery here in Alabama. Who owns Daystar? So,
and I'm familiar with Daystar, and you know, with respect, but JD, I'll be honest with you. Okay, so I am leery of, you know, the money being made by the pharmaceutical companies. I'm leery of the vaccine mandates as a governmental overreach. Hang on,
yeah.
And I am certainly of the mind that it should be a choice that is done. Although, but the pandemic being what it is. I do know people that have died from COVID, and I've had it, and it sucked. And so I can't
May
say
I
that
tell
it's
you
just
something,
a,
though? Just
you think that the pandemic itself was created?
Doesn't mean you have it.
Well,
because
okay.
All
but,
those things come from many different illnesses.
Well, I understand that, but I am fairly certain that there are people who have, you know, I feel comfortable. Let me say it this way. I feel comfortable that COVID is real. I have no doubt that COVID is real. Now, I do think it started
okay,
in a lab in Wuhan, China.
In 2019.
Okay, but I do think it was man-made. I think we're going to find eventually one day when the news finally is allowed to get out is that it came out of a lab in Wuhan. And I think that China, whether knowingly or just negligently, let it out into the world. But I don't think I can go with a population control as the basis for giving a shot. I just respectfully, I can't go there. I don't see it. I think if that was the case,
well,
they'd be dropping like flies
it,
right now.
It's an mRNA drug that's never been administered to human beings ever.
And I do know that. And I think there's also occasionally there will come new treatments that have never been done before. And so
okay,
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor, JD. And I don't, are you a medical practitioner yourself?
Out. That's what I'd like to know.
Are you a medical practitioner yourself, JD?
I don't have to be because I actually listen to Christian people. I do not listen to this fake news and garbage.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call, but the reality is this. JD, by the way, we're moving on. We got a break coming in about a minute, so thank you for that. But I'm going to just go and say right now, I am not game for the this is population control argument. I think that is just a step too far. I think if that was the case, there's a whole lot of easier ways they could have done it. They don't have to introduce a worldwide pandemic, shut down the economies. If they want to get rich, they need to be able to still pay the bills. So there's other ways you could have done this. Now, do I think the government overreached? Yeah. Do I think that the vaccines are dubious and rushed out? Yeah. Do I think that the pharmaceutical companies are making great deals of money and the booster shots are somehow questionable in that regard? Yeah. But I do not see this as a, you know, under the table, you know, conspiracy theory to enact population control on the world. I don't at all. Not a bit. Can't do it. But I got more to say on this issue when we get back. And so I know we're headed to a break right now. When we get back from this break, I am still in number one. You want to call in? I got time. 866-494-9866. Be prepared to defend your points if you disagree. But nonetheless, 866-494-9866. We're talking about COVID, the gift that keeps on giving. So far, we spent an hour on it, and the topic is not dying down. Wow. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. That's what we are, solid, conservative, and just plain right. That's how we live right here on this station, WVNN, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM. By the way, if you find yourself getting outside of the overly broad range of our AM, FM capability, it does not matter. Anywhere in the big wide world, you go to the World Wide Web, click on our website, rightsideradio.org. That's where all our stuff is. And yeah, there's a place on there where it says Listen Live, and you can click on it, stream the show anywhere you are. That's why we have callers like Jeff from Indiana, or we got Jerome in Rome, we got Steve from Tennessee, we got folks listening in Virginia, Mississippi, down to South Alabama. They're all over the place. Our podcast is on there. Our second biggest follower group on the podcast is from California. Just had a very cool situation yesterday. We were talking, Copper and I, someone called in, wanted us to know that they had a friend from Australia who listens to the show regularly. So, I mean, you got to love it. All right, listen, I got some callers that held on during the line. We're in number one of the Triple Dipper, COVID, the gift that keeps on giving. Jason from Huntsville. Hey, Jason, Phil Williams, how you doing, man? Line three, did I lose Jason? Copper, grab the mic, tell me, did I lose Jason?
Try again.
Line three, Jason from Huntsville, you there?
Hey, you got me, Phil.
I got you now. Yes, sir. How you doing today?
Oh, pretty good. Just in regards to your last caller, you know, the population control vaccine.
Yeah.
I know numerous people who have passed away from COVID, but I still don't know a single person who's died from the vaccine. I don't know anybody who's known anybody that's died from the vaccine. So I just think that's just so ridiculous to even say.
Well, it's a step too far. I mean, I was commenting to Copper during the break that there's a whole lot of easier ways to enact population control than to stage a three-year-long worldwide pandemic and then come up with multiple vaccines and then see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, she could have just went with COVID was created for population control, and at least that could have been somewhat believable. But, yeah, she just went way too far.
Well, yeah, everybody's got their opinions, and she was respectful with hers, but I got to disagree with it. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate the call, man. Thanks for hanging on during the break. All right, you take care. Line four, Don from Madison. Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hello. I talked to you back in September.
Yes, sir. How
I
are
said
you?
I had information, and I emailed you Buku information, but I never got a response.
Okay, I don't recall seeing
well,
your information,
called
but
in and
what
said
you got?
This has long been planned, and that the vaccine is genocide and population control is totally correct. I have multiple sources, all evidence. There is a group of lawyers coming out of Germany, working internationally, trying to do something about it. Reiner Fomich is the head of it. I have endless sources about what's in the vaccines. I would tell everyone, do not take this vaccine. We are in the midst of an Armageddon here. This is it, man. This is it. And what you're going to see happen over the next years is all those that have taken the vaccine starting to have bad effects. The whole COVID hoax, by the way, you say you know people who have died. Did they die in a hospital? How old were they? 80,000 family from the flu each year.
So let me ask this, Don. Hey, Don. Hey, Don. Hey, Don. Hey, Don. Hey, Don. Hey, Don. Let me jump in. I don't recall you ever emailing me some stuff, but nonetheless, let me ask you this. Are you of the mind that every single healthcare provider in every single hospital in the nation was in on the conspiracy? Is that what you're saying?
There are groups of nurses that come out in tears in hospitals beginning from 2 years ago. There are now organizations gathering nurses, pulling them out of these organizations. Our hospitals are controlled by big pharma, by big medical. And it was, like I say, it took a lot of planning to do this. And they put people in there that would go along with the program. They've been killing people in our hospitals. People think that they've known somebody that's
died. Don, hey, Don, man, I can't go down that road. I don't agree with you at all. First of all, I think there's a whole lot of folks in hospitals that are doing everything they can. Now, has the reporting been jacked up? Yeah, the CDC has been gathering data and reporting it in a slightly different version than what it should have. And too often, the comorbidities have not been reported correctly. And we've been able to see COVID listed top on the list when technically it was COVID, but they had a heart attack. And so, you know, things like that have been happening. But I don't think for a second that the vast majority of the medical population is out there conspiring in some back room that's so large we couldn't possibly name it, and putting together this means by which they're going to kill off a large section. To what end? I mean, to what end is there a reason to depopulate the earth? I don't agree with it. I think there's easier ways to have done it. Don, got to move on, man. I got another caller holding on, and I'm going to get to a break for too long if I don't grab it real quick. All right, line five, somebody who doesn't want to give his name because he is allegedly a part of a lawsuit. So let me just grab Anonymous on line five. I don't like doing Anonymous typically, but I understand the need for confidentiality in a lawsuit. So what have I got on line five?
Well, actually, I'm not part of the lawsuit. I've just learned recently by some of those that were dismissed from ULA that company members have been reaching out to them to offer them a settlement for having been dismissed.
No kidding. So are they offering them a chance to come back to work in your understanding, or are they just offering them like a cash settlement to not sue?
That offer has not been made yet, as I know.
Okay, so let's back up. Tell me what you do know, as opposed to just kind of a rumor kind of thing.
Most have been dismissed near 6 months ago. Some of the offers are only a fraction of what would have been back pay, and wanting them, they've got the suit going on to try to rectify the matter for wrongful dismissal, and this would be very. Very much, wanting to settle it out of court, so to speak.
That is interesting. We've got a friend of mine, Matt Clark, runs the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty. He's the one that filed, I think, the first, maybe the only lawsuit against them. ULA for this, you know, this unnecessary termination and without any, you know, opportunity for accommodation of their religious beliefs or anything else.
Correct.
So basically you're telling me you have friends that were former ULA employees who are saying they're getting calls or emails now offering them some compensation to drop any lawsuits.
Yeah, they are folks that that I have been acquainted with, yes.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Tell any one of them if they want to contact me or send me something that helps with that dialogue, I would love to see it, and I will be glad to keep them anonymous. But I would love to see or hear what they've got firsthand. So, yeah, pass that on to them, okay?
Shall do, and go Elon.
Okay. Yeah, no doubt. All right. Appreciate the call.
Have a good day.
All right. Yeah, folks, I don't usually like to go without having a name. I mean, I think if you're going to call in, I ought to be able to say this is so-and-so. So, I mean, I've got some nicknames in here. I've got Sparky calls in and some others, and for all I know, that's his real name. But nonetheless, give me a name besides Anonymous next time whoever calls in. Let me wrap this segment up, all right? This has been great calls, though. I mean, we've had some really interesting dialogue on this one. I think interesting to say the least. Fauci. All right, we're in number one of the triple dippers still, which is the one that was named by my wife, COVID, the gift that keeps on giving. So Fauci, article on Fox dated today. Fauci says the U.S. is certainly out of the pandemic. Really? That's interesting. I think it's actually a little bit behind. But you know what is interesting to me? So here's his quote. He says, we are certainly right now, if I can imitate him, we are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase. All right, so that's Fauci. And that's my poor imitation. But he says, how close are we to the end of the pandemic? That's an unanswerable question. But he says, if you're saying, are we out of the pandemic phase in this country? We are. Okay. Interesting. Interesting that it also coincides with the fight over Title 42 being lifted at the border. Title 42 is the only thing that the Customs and Border Patrol has had at their disposal to help them with the rush of illegal immigration. Title 42 is a COVID protection mechanism put in place during the Trump era. Title 42 is about to be lifted. The justification for keeping it certainly seems to be going away when the National Institutes of Health and the CDC, in my next article, change their storylines. CDC, according to a report from CNBC, yes, I went to CNBC, dated April 26th, that's yesterday. The CDC is now admitting that natural antibodies exist. Are angels singing? Oh, this is like, what is happening? Fauci says we're out of the pandemic. The CDC says natural antibodies do exist. The CDC is saying that 58% of the U.S. population has natural antibodies from a previous COVID infection. I thought natural antibodies weren't there. I thought we didn't talk about natural antibodies. I thought that defeated the narrative. Whatever. 3 out of 5 people in the U.S. have antibodies from a previous COVID-19 infection, with the proportion being even higher among children, demonstrating how widespread the virus was during the winter. Okay, so what you're trying to say is, that means a lot of us had it. Well, yeah, a lot of us had it. Guess what? It also means natural antibodies, they're worth counting on. It says 33% of people's age 65 and older, the group with the highest vaccination rate, had antibodies from infection. Okay. You know how they keep throwing the vaccination? But they had a vaccination. But they got natural antibodies. But they had a vaccination. They've been double boosted. They've been quadruple boosted. But they had a vaccination. And they got natural antibodies. But it's okay. All right. Anyway, CDC officials told reporters on a call Tuesday the study did not measure whether people with prior infections had high enough antibody levels to protect against reinfection, and still recommend the vaccination. There you go. Lastly, I'll say this. Here's a story that came off of ABC News. Dated yesterday. ABC News says Americans who have not had COVID-19 are now in the minority, meaning that it has swept the population to the extent that natural antibodies apparently are in the majority for the first time ever. I just said 58% in accordance with the CDC study, but what that also means, according to the analysis, is that the population has, by and large, been infected at some point, sometimes when you didn't even know it, other times when it was very obvious. All that to say, COVID has been the gift that keeps on giving, but largely because, in my opinion, of not just the illness, but of the pain brought on by a government reaction to the illness. This has been an epic description for the last 2 years of government overreach, of inequitable leadership, and of having, you know, both a federal and a state administration at times that didn't have a clue what to do. And we better have some lessons learned in case it ever happens again. All right, Copper, move us to the break. We're going to come back, get the next section started. I'm calling it The Debate on Debates. And coming up top of the hour, John Wall, chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, will be on the line with us talking about their efforts to try and create a U.S. Senate candidate debate in Alabama. We'll see how that goes. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.